Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, well, excuse me. Welcome to Workshop Wednesday. It is 10:30 Central Standard Time here in Texas. We've got a great show lined up for you today, and if you're in Texas, you know that we finally have gotten the rain to stop. 2.5 days of strong rain, some tornadoes touched down. We've had some good weather, I guess, to water the gardens, to get the water levels back up for the summer coming. Anyway, we got a great show lined up, as we always do, and you know this is Workshop Wednesdays, and with Workshop Wednesdays, we always say that Wednesday is hump day, and at this part of the morning, we're on our way up the hump. And by the end of the day, I hope that everyone makes it down to the other side of the hump with at least 3 or 4 of the 10 things they had planned to do completed. That's always the issue, right? Completing what's on your to-do list. You know, every week I talk to you about something that relates to the word gamble. And I use gamble as an acronym for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And in all that process and all those words, it's hard to complete things on your list. You know, we always have so many different things going on. You know, I don't know about you, but the night before I make a list of what I have to do the next day. A lot of times I have to carry that list over. You know, a lot of times, I'm trying to work on my marketing. I'm trying to work on, you know, different ways to leverage my business. And I just know that for me, it's a struggle, just like any other solopreneur out there. I believe it's always a struggle. Why? Because we're committed to succeed, but yet it seems as though we're also committed to jump off the path whenever it's available. What does that mean? Okay, well, sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes we cause distraction. At the end of the day, it causes overwhelm. And when you get into overwhelm, then you're losing one of those words that I have in that word gamble, and that's enjoyment. Enjoyment in your business, enjoyment in growing your business, enjoyment in being with your family and being with your clients. It's just the whole process. It just kind of puts you on cringe. Cringe comes out to spelling stress. Stress comes out to spelling failure. And failure comes out to spelling, oh my goodness. So for me, I want everybody to write the word down of the week. It's enjoyment. Okay? So none of that is enjoyable, what I just talked about. But I want to talk to you about how you can get to making that enjoyable. Okay? How you can get enjoyment out of your day. So you make the list the day before. Okay? And hopefully it's not more than 3 real things that you want to get done. Your list might be 10 bullet points long, but let's focus on 3 major things to get done in that day. Because let's face it, if you still have 7 left, okay, maybe you need some resources, maybe you need to look at the way things are going. Maybe you don't need to have 10 things on your list every day. But one thing I can tell you, if you get the 3 major things done, at the end of the day you're not going to be overwhelmed with the fact that you spent 10 hours doing things and you got nothing completed that was important. You know, what's that thing they say? Always that people are always doing the real easy things, so they get 7 easy things done, but the 3 important things aren't done. But it looks like they accomplished a lot until the end of the week or the end of the month when they have to add it all up. And that's where the problem comes in. Because we know, as business owners, we have to add it all up. We have to face the mirror, and we have to look and see what it is that we're doing properly, what it is we're not doing properly, how we're going to take action on changing it. And then there comes that word again, overwhelm, right? We can get overwhelmed with it. And so there's a lot of things that you really need to do. So as you write the word gamble down your page, skipping a space for each letter, and you write across growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment, circle enjoyment. That's the word of the week. I mean, we just got past a holiday weekend, so we got some enjoyment, hopefully. Some people probably kept on working. And I hope you're not that parent that's working at the Little League game or at the play rehearsal or the dance studio while your children are doing what they do. Because I got to tell you, from experience, and I'm telling you from experience only, I didn't win over on this process. Those times do not return. Okay? And the people that you're trying to do business with, if that's really supposed to happen, that business will show up the next day or the next hour or the next week. And you got to make a choice on what's more important. Enjoyment with your family, enjoyment with your spouse, or the enjoyment of trying to make it through your day and work. I think the family side of it comes first. And if you do that first, you will be better. So you will succeed better on the other side. Why? Because you'll be in a better frame of mind. You won't lay up late at night thinking that you should have did this with Johnny and this with Susie. You will know that you did the best you could with your children. And that's number one rule, right? The rest will come. How? I can't explain that, but it works. So think about that. Spending some time, quality time, with your children and your family every day. Maybe it's at dinner. Okay. Now, I'm not telling you to turn your phone off because I don't want you to go into separation anxiety because you can't hear people spamming your email and you feel important to receive it. What I'm telling you is put it in the other room. Check it later. Unless you're a surgeon, and I mean a brain surgeon, it's really probably not that important that you can't take an hour out with your family at dinner. Maybe you want to sit down and watch something with the kids on TV. Whatever it is, commit to that. Commit to that. And I'll tell you, your brain will work better. It's like food for your brain to be more, you'll be able to grow better. You'll be able to vision things differently. You'll be able to accomplish things because you won't have that sitting on your neck, you know, thinking that, well, my spouse is saying I don't spend time with the family. You know I don't do this right. You know, Johnny hit a home run. I wasn't there. You know, Janie got the award for the best ballerina. Whatever it may be, you can't bring them moments back. And let's face it, at the end of the day, at the end of the world, at the end of your life, none of that really means anything. Because what we're really here for is to bring our children through and teach them better. And all you're doing, if you're doing that, is teaching them how they're not as important as the phone that you carry is. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox. I just want to make sure that people are able to write down that word enjoyment and take advantage of what you've been put here to do. That is to enjoy life every day. Now, you know, yesterday is gone, today is here, tomorrow hasn't shown up yet. All those sayings work, but I know for me, right now, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, no matter whether I like it or not. But that's where I'm supposed to be, so I have two choices. I can complain about it, or I can take steps to make it better. And really, there isn't much more than that, folks. So anyway, I hope you'll take advantage of that. You can call in at 347-989-1363. You can let us know your feedback on any of that. You can tell us if it works for you or what does work for you. Hey, and if you have a complaint about the whole monologue, hey, call us and tell us because I'm okay with that. I want to learn to be better serving you every show that I do. As I mentioned, 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. And you can hit us up on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio Network. You can hit us up on Twitter under Tough Talk Radio Network. You can hit me on Facebook at Tony Gambone. There's 110 different ways to contact us. Just type in toughtalkradionetwork.com. You'll find us. Whole list of hosts do shows every week here on the Tough Talk Network. So I hope that you will take the time to pick one that you like to follow. We're downloaded on iTunes so you can listen at your convenience. You can make it as easy as you want to take advantage of the opportunity that our guests come and bring to you. So I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to come back with my first guest, and she's out of North Carolina, Karen Beach. And, well, we're really excited about having her on today because, well, she's, here's one of the things that I always get stopped on when I'm reading her bio. She was a game show winner. How many people do you know that was a game show winner? I know how many people wish they could get on a game show, but she was a winner. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to find out more about Karen. So we'll be right back after this break.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with DrAlanSimberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, the host of the show. If you missed the beginning, the word of the week is enjoyment. Okay, and I'm not saying to take off the rest of the week and just have a party. I'm talking about setting a piece of time away every day. Spend some time with your family, your neighbor, whatever it is that's special to you that you need to spend some time with to get out of that work environment. Okay, maybe it's your pet. Whatever it is, take 1 hour a day for enjoyment. My first guest today is a young lady by the name of Karen L. Beach, and she's from North Carolina. And let me just tell you a little bit about her, and then we're going to bring her up, okay? Like I mentioned, she's been a game show winner. She's a produced screenwriter. She's an international traveler and now self-published author and also a radio talk show host, okay? So I want to bring Karen and welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for asking. Now, Karen, there's a whole bunch I want to talk to you about, so I want to get started quickly because you know, being a radio host yourself, how fast time goes when you're live.
Yes, but time is of the essence.
Yes, ma'am. And I mentioned that you're from North Carolina, so I want to find, is that where you're calling in from there? Is that where you're from originally?
I'm in North Carolina. I'm originally from Cleveland, so let me say go Browns. Everybody from Cleveland has to say that.
So yeah. And so I agree. I mean, I do. I agree. Johnny Manziel just got signed with the Cleveland Browns, and, you know, he's from A&M, and there's a whole kind of things on. So the Browns are getting some news anyway.
I hope so. Hopefully we can get some wins, because that's what we're always lacking.
Okay, so I just want to find out a couple things. You're from Cleveland. It says in your bio that you were a game show winner, so I wanted to touch on that for a second. I mean, was it $1 million? Were you on
I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but I did not win $1 million.
Ah. I was going to ask
for that. I still want to be a millionaire, though.
So let me ask you, a lot of people out there, and I'm betting that when you tell people that, they kind of get the same reaction. You were on a game show? How much did you win? What was it like? A lot of questions, right? Now, do you ever use that information? Because I know you're a speaker.
Yes, I am.
Do you ever use that whole process as part of your conversation when you're speaking?
All of the time, because what happens is that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that I used to watch all the time came on and said they were going to be in Charlotte for one day. doing auditions. And so the next day, without hesitation, I told my boss, I'm going to the audition. And she said, I'm going too. But what happened is that work got in the way, and so she didn't get to go. And I put that in my workshops and in my speaking to show that when opportunity comes, you have to be flexible enough to go for it, because you can't rely on the fact that it's just going to come back. You can't be that, you know, short-sighted maybe, or even arrogant to assume that you're going to have another opportunity. So when opportunities arise, you have to be prepared to take care, to take, you know, control of them, to take action. Because I'm all about taking action. You can read, you can plan, you can do all of those things, and they're all great. But until you take action, nothing happens.
Right. I like to compare it to, I know that some people pray more than others. But no matter how hard you pray, if you don't move your feet, I mean, you know, it's not going to work.
Exactly.
You really have to go
forward.
Yeah.
God can do his part, but you got to do yours.
Yeah, it's a partnership, you know, and it drizzles all the way down to your marriage, your children, your job, your business. I mean, it really is. You really hit it on the head. You have to move your feet. You have to take action, or nothing's going to happen except a sad story that you build over the years.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So one of the other things I wanted to touch on, because in my monologue, I talked about the word enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that you lost your mom at the age of 15. And you learned that day that tomorrow isn't a guarantee, and if you wanted to live, it couldn't wait. You know, if you wanted to live, let me get this right here. You learned that tomorrow isn't a guarantee, and if you wanted to live, it couldn't wait until you graduated or until you found the perfect job. You just were in a stage of ready to go, right now.
Right, and I've pretty much been there ever since.
Yeah, and it really does touch on the fact that if people don't take out a little bit of time for enjoyment, and their enjoyment might be in getting onto a game show, or whatever it is that they do, if you don't take action, if you don't do it right now, if you don't make it important, it's not going to be important. Now,
you know, Tony, I mentioned, you know, I'm not mentioning my mom to use that in any sort of way, but it has been the event that has probably had the most influence over my life. And my mom suffered from diabetes all of my life, but for the last 2 years, she got very sick. Now, had you asked her 3 years before she died, and, you know, a year before she got sick, are you going to be around to see your daughter graduate from high school, to see her graduate from college, to, you know, to be in the audience when she's on a game show? She would have told you unequivocally the answer to that was yes. Because she didn't plan to get sick. She didn't plan to have kidney failure and blindness and lose the feeling in her nerve endings. She had every thought that she was going to be there. And that's what I try to get across to people. You have plans. You want to do things, but you don't have tomorrow. All you have is today, and you need to make the most of that.
Right. Now, people have to understand, though, you're not telling them to live a death wish today because, you know, tomorrow might not be here. You just have to take advantage of every opportunity that comes along your way.
Exactly.
I like to explain it like every, you know, if you're standing at the plate and the ball is pitched and you don't swing, there's no opportunity to get a hit. And if you swing, you have the opportunity not to only get a hit, and get on base, but you might hit a grand slam. Who knows?
Right, but you have to try. If you're on the base, you need to really be present to be in the game.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And so let's take it to your website. I want people to know how they can find you. It's www.getittogethergirlmedia.com. Okay,
exactly.
I'm going to say it again. GetItTogetherGirlMedia.com. Make sure to go to the website, because every week I tell all my listeners, if you don't take advantage of the free information that you can learn, well, then you're going to have another problem by the end of the week. So on your website, it's a lot of good information, okay? And one of the things that I know that you do is a radio show called Get It Together Girl Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to find out, when is that air? How can people be a part of it? And what is the main objective of the message? What is the main message you're getting out on that show?
The show airs Monday nights at 8, but you can always catch, the show in archives if you miss it. And the focus of Get It Together Girl Radio, just like my workbooks and my speaking, everything with the Get It Together Girl moniker on it is all about taking advantage of the opportunities that are afforded you now. You don't want to wait till you have enough money. You don't want to wait until, Prince Charming arrives or whatever it is that you're waiting for. You need to take action now. And I don't advocate taking massive actions, hey, leave your husband and your kids and go pursue, your goal of being the next Mariah Carey. But you can live the life you want in the setting you're in a lot of times. You just need a little bit of time. And a lot of what I do is free up that time by helping you get organized, by helping manage your time, by helping you set clear goals. And with my next workbook, to help you even by saving some money. And on my show, to bring it back to the show, I have experts and authors that will help you get it together in some way, shape, or form, be it relationships, financial, metaphysical, spiritual, whatever you need to get together. I'm going to have someone that's going to help you, and hopefully by the end of the show, there's going to be one or two actions that you can take that will help you improve your situation right away. Because remember, Get It Together Girls are all about action.
Yeah, I like that. I like that very well. So I want to talk about, because on your website, there's a lot of stuff, okay? There's the radio, there's your coaching programs, you do a lot of speaking, you have a writing service, but you have a teleseries, I believe, coming up that I want to make sure we get that information out there.
Yeah, starting in June, I'm going to be doing monthly Get It Together Girl webinars, hour-long webinars on different aspects of getting it together. So the first one, which is going to be on June 11th, I believe it's from 3 to 4, is on getting organized. And Getting Organized was my first Get It Together Girl workbook because organization is a bit of a passion of mine. Some people will say it's because I'm a Virgo. I don't know. But what I've learned over the years is that a little bit done consistently makes a big difference. And one of the areas that you can see this very clearly is in the area of getting organized.
Yeah. So I know that being organized, being overwhelmed, it all fits in the same bucket, okay? I mean, one leads to the next. And there's a lot of things that can hold you back from taking the proper steps that you need to take to get the action that you want. Excuse me. And one of the things is not being organized, not knowing how to prioritize your list, not knowing where stuff is. And getting so overwhelmed from it all, where you just throw your hands up in the air and you go back to that 7 easy little things to do versus the 3 more important things to do. So that's something that everyone should be tuning into. They can find that on your website?
Yes, they can.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so now I want to go and I want to move forward to your speaking. Okay, I know that... Well, let's back up a second. Let's talk about the books. You have, I believe they're all workbooks. Is that correct?
They're all workbooks because when it comes to the things I talk about, organizing, using your time, goal setting, and with the most recent books, saving money, These are things that are action-oriented. You can't just read about it. You need to do something with it. So my workbooks are books that are designed to be worked. You're never going to leave the scene of a Get It Together Girl workbook without taking some sort of action.
Right. And I'm looking at your website. It's stupid for people not to do this. $18, you get all three books.
Yes, and you do, and that includes shipping and handling.
So that talks about home organization, time management, and goal setting. I mean, okay, so that, I don't know about you or the people listening, I myself, there's where the struggles are, okay? Time management. I mean, it's always time management. Home organization falls, most of us work from our homes. So there's a whole bunch of stuff
there. Which means
there.
You need to organize it even more.
Exactly. Exactly, and you know, sometimes people will pass the kitchen and do a load of dishes in the sink versus going through and completing their time management schedule that they set out where the dishes can be done later because, I mean, really, no, it's not going to make a difference other than the fact you're not getting done what you're supposed to on your managed time and your schedule. So,
unless
good
your mother-in-law is coming over. If your
right.
mother-in-law is coming over, the dishes become a priority.
Right. Right. So just don't invite her anymore. No.
I think that'll cause a whole other set of problems.
Yes, ma'am. So anyway, that's funny. But, okay, so one of the things I'd like to do, because we're coming close to the end here, but
okay.
One of the things I'd like to find out is along this journey that you've had, and I'm not asking your age, but since you were 15, you have shifted your mindset to what differently than it was. And you know, I must say, I'm sorry that your mom passed, but I can just imagine the smile on her face as she looks down to see. Because for parents, it's all about what they leave behind. And you took the benefit out of that instead of the sorrow out of that, and you worked with that to make her as proud as she could be wherever she is.
You know,
so
it's funny that you mentioned that because, you know, it saddens me that all of my friends right now will never know my mother because she was the funniest, smartest, warmest woman that there was. But when she passed, I realized I had a choice. I mean, because people would not have blamed me if I would have started taking drugs or if I would have started making bad choices. You know, I could have gotten a big pass. Well, you know, her mother died. But I know the type of woman my mother raised me to be. And I felt that the best thing I could do for her is live my life as the type of woman that she wanted me to be. And that is what I've tried to do. And a lot of it, yeah, it is about making her proud. I hope she's in heaven smiling down at me, you know, and the woman that I've become. So a lot of that fueled me. I had a friend whose boyfriend at the same age had lost his mother, and he just went through heck. And she asked me one day, why did he go through that and I didn't? And, well, you know, everybody's different from number one. But number two, I knew that's not what she wanted for me. And
right.
that made a lot of my decisions a lot easier.
And I can definitely tell you that being a parent of five children,
wow.
your mom's definitely proud of you. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're really, that's all we're here for, is to bring our children through the struggles that they're going to go through with as much help as we can do. And sooner or later, we have to cut the tie and let them go on their own. You know, usually when the time they get to 16, 17, and 18, they're smarter than us anyway. But, you know, the thing of it is...
Or at least they think they are. I know
well,
when
yeah,
my mom died, I thought I was smarter than she was. And then 10 years later, I realized everything she told me that I thought was stupid was exactly right. Like,
yeah.
maybe she knew what she was talking about.
Yep, and that's funny because that's not just one person experiencing that. Everybody experiences that. And at the same time, they experience their parents' words coming out of their mouth, which is another scary moment. But very proud
yeah.
to have that happen as well, so...
Exactly. I always say that people should not have children until they're old enough to realize that their parents were right a lot of the time.
Well, that would cut down on a lot of problems. Because some people take to their 40s and 50s, but...
this is true. This is true.
Okay, so Karen, let everybody know... well, first of all, I wanted you to leave my audience with one as a tip and two as a challenge for this week. And then give all your information how they can find you.
The tip would be to use what I call the power of the focused 15. You talked about people procrastinating and not wanting to do something. So my tip would be to devote 15 minutes, 15 dedicated minutes, not 15 multitasking minutes, but 15 dedicated minutes to the task you don't want to do. Making follow-up phone calls, you know, working on your checkbook, trying to reconcile that. Whatever it is, do it for 15 minutes. And at the end of 15 minutes, you'll find that either you've had it, but you've made more progress than you think, and you can stop, or you might have gotten your momentum and you can keep going. And the challenge for people today, I would leave them with a challenge to this week take something off of your plate. Because a lot of us have a lot of things on our plate, and we all have a couple things that we don't want there or that have outused their usefulness. Get one thing off of your plate this week. That would be my challenge. And for your guest, if you go to my website, Get It Together Girl Media, and you go to the shop page, I don't want you to buy anything, but the first thing you see on the shop page is an hour-long webinar that takes you through my goal-setting process, and it's free.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. I love, and I hope you don't mind, but I'm stealing it. I'm going to tell
other
people.
You can steal it. And the Focus 15, I apply it to organization in my book, but I use it for everything.
Well,
and
15
minutes is enough to get something done or enough to help you build up that momentum.
Yeah. Yeah, I will use it with your name, okay? But I love the fact that you said 15 minutes of dedicated time without multitasking. So that doesn't mean that you're making the calls while you're driving. It doesn't mean
exactly.
that you do it while you're doing emails. I love that. Dedicated time, no multitasking. And
exactly.
I'll bet your clients see results that they never expected because, well, one, they never tried it, and once it happens, you can see results, and that's all we're looking for.
And that's all anyone's looking for, and people are under this illusion that you can only get results if you take these huge blocks of time. But if you focus and you use those smaller blocks wisely, you'll be surprised at what you can accomplish.
Yeah. Well, Karen, thanks again for spending time with us today, and I'm looking forward to seeing how I can get you to Houston to speak to a group here.
I'm trying to get to Houston because we talked offline. I'm actually one of the directors of the Charlotte Public Speakers Association, and I know you guys are based in Houston, so I want to do that whole speaking tour down in Houston. So I need to come down to Texas, and you could treat me to some steak. That's what they eat in Texas, right? Or barbecue.
Yeah,
they
eat all kinds of stuff, but I'll treat you to whatever you want if you show up.
Okay, that is a plan, Tony.
Well, Karen, thanks again for your time, and I hope that you have a great rest of the week, and I know you're going to have a great, successful year.
Thank you so much, and you did the same, Tony.
Okay. All right, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest who's going to talk about, well, it's called How to Find the No Wine Zone. And I'm not talking like with grapes. I'm talking about like whining. So I'm real excited. We're going to be back with January Jones here in just 1 second, and we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays, and we just finished up a great first half of the show with Karen L. Beach out of North Carolina. And remember her tip of the week, okay? I mean, this is really awesome stuff. 15 minutes dedicated time, no multitasking, to something that you don't want to get done on your list. I like that. All right, so if you missed the first part of the show, the word of the week is enjoyment. Make sure that you write it down and figure out how you're going to take at least 1 hour a day, to spend some time of enjoyment with your family, your spouse, your children, your pet, your neighbor, your parents, whoever it is that makes you be that needs your time. Okay, so do that and let me know how it goes. Call in number 347-989-1363. And my next guest on the show today is a lady by the name of January Jones, and she's a radio host on iHeart, Talk4Media, Blog Talk. I mean, she's doing it all. But one of the things that she's known for is she's the wine tester. Okay, and let me spell the word wine for you, so you don't get the wrong idea. W-H-I-N-E. So with that being said, I want to bring January up and welcome her to the show. Welcome, January.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's nice to be on your show with you today. I've enjoyed listening to the first half of the show very much. A wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, that means a lot, I got to tell you, January, because I've been following you. You do some great stuff on the radio. I've been waiting to do this because thou shalt not whine. I love all the stuff. And people go to januaryjones.com. You'll find this stuff that I'm looking at. And to me, our world is full of whiners. And, look, I'm not saying that I'm not on the list. It's part of who we are sometimes. But There's a way to get around that, and I think that's what you're here to do. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this book came about. And actually, this book went to number one at Amazon.com, which was quite exciting. We wrote a book about whining because there's a whining epidemic going on. People are even whining about whining, so it was appropriate. 2 years to write this book, and it was based on a survey. And so we sent a survey out to all ages and all stages of life. So we covered the whole spectrum. When we first started the book, my publisher said, oh, well, let's just do the top 10 things that people whine about. Easier said than done. So once we started doing the survey, we realized that each age group had their own top 10 things that they whine about. So the book grew and took on a life of its own. One of the questions that people often ask is, who whines more, men or women? And what would you say to that question, Tony?
Well, I know that I don't look real smart, but in today's question coming from you, I'm going to say it has to be men.
Well, the reality is women whine more than men because they speak 7,000 words a day, and men only speak, unless they're radio show hosts, Tony, men usually speak only 2,000 words. So just by virtue of the volume of words that they speak, women have more opportunities to whine than men. What do women whine about? Well, they whine, it's interesting, they whine about personal issues. They whine about their weight, their hair, their kids, their mother-in-laws. They whine about the things that are close to them, the intimate things. And what do men whine about? Well, interestingly enough, men whine about the big issues. They whine about the economy, government, war, politics. It's interesting. They whine about things that they can't really do much about.
Yeah. Sometimes if you have the ability to listen to someone having a conversation, sometimes you almost want to be rude and go in there and go, really, is that what you're complaining about? Because life is so short, and it just doesn't make sense. But sometimes for people, I think that that's kind of like comfort food. That's like comforting to them, you know, but do they not realize that whatever comes out of their mouth becomes a reality?
Yeah, that's a very good point. People get addicted to whining. Whining is actually a way to get attention, and it's to sometimes it's negative. Sometimes it can be positive. Sometimes you can help people work through problems. But the compulsive whiners, I mean, they're very difficult people to deal with. They're not happy unless they're unhappy.
Yeah, and it's really sad. And so for me, I've tried to eliminate that whining part for me. So I would always go, what is wrong with them? But people have to realize that judgment there is a form of whining as well. And so are you the believer of, you know, if you stay positive and move forward and don't allow that conversation to get in, you could be as successful as possible?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think, you know, when you realize that you're dealing with a compulsive whiner, it's probably best to head in the other direction. Some of our favorite cures for this whining situation is a lot of times if someone's whining, we call it the smile cure. Just keep smiling at them and deflecting them, and eventually they'll lose their thrust and they'll give up. That's kind of like ignoring them. It's kind of like changing the subject. That also is very helpful when someone's whining, to change the subject and talk about something else. For men, we have a great cure for men who are whining. It's called a sports cure. And for men, when they're whining, all you need to do is ask them about their sports team and how their team is doing, and that'll change the subject. Yeah. and then they'll stop whining about what they're whining about, but then they'll probably whine about their sports team.
Now, isn't it funny, because men, and you know, I'm not saying that I'm different from any of them, but men are the ones that would say, stop acting like a girl. And yet, they're right in the pile with it all. I mean, you know, they might be whining about their boss, their secretary, or whatever it is, but whining is whining.
Oh, yeah. You know, Roseanne Barr, I love her quote, and it was, if it has testicles or tires, it's going to cause you trouble.
uh, I'm going to quote you on that from time to time, I think. I think that could help me. I run networking groups, and I'm always talking to men about why they're not getting involved in women's groups. Because I think that they're leaving a lot out on the table, and they think that that would be just going to like a wine fest, basically, is their description of it. But for me, I think that that's how you can learn more about, you know, if someone's whining, and if someone's a prospect, if someone's a client-to-be, or someone is a family member, if you listen to what they're whining about, you can probably walk them out off the ledge.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to be committed
absolutely.
To listening.
Yeah. And a lot of that is just exactly what whining's about. People want a soundboard. They want people to care. They want to share their experience. You know, in some ways, I write about in the book, I call it the pity party. Sometimes whining is very helpful and very constructive. Like a lot of times in life, you have situations, divorce, death, terminal illness. There's a lot of things that hit us that are actually very, it's reasonable to whine about these things. And sometimes it's very therapeutic because if you can express it, get it out, talk it through, form a plan, feel united, it could be very, very helpful. And sometimes I call it a pity party, but I say, you know, a pity party is something you just don't do that with the whole world. You're very selective about who you invite to your pity party, and sometimes it just needs to be your very best friend, and the two of you need to talk things out and talk and talk and talk until you feel better again. And it's not the kind of thing you want to broadcast to the world.
Mm. Now, I want to touch on, you have another book. Called Priceless Personalities, Sharing Success Stories. Now, I have a compilation book coming out that's called Sharing Your Message with the World. I believe that everybody has a message, but you took it to a different spin. And it said, have you ever met someone who was unforgettable, someone who has touched your heart and soul? People have faced difficult problems. I mean, this goes on and on, but, you know, it's basically the people that you have met that have priceless personalities. And what gave you that idea?
Well, you know, it was just such an experience to start doing these interviews. And all of a sudden, I do a show and, you know, it'd be over and I couldn't put it out of my mind. I kept thinking about it. I kept going back to it. And I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, these are stories that are special. These are stories that I want to share with other people. So these 10 priceless personalities were on my show, and we transcribed their interviews from the radio show and had them put in book form. And now actually they're being put into, they're already in Kindle and they'll be in audio. These are the people that have stories, extraordinary stories. You know, like we have a gal in this book, and she was a thalidomide baby. She was born without arms. And she tells her story of how she survived. She was born in the 60s, and her mother was a black mom, a single mom with a little baby who had no arms. And her mother wrote JFK. A letter and said, what can I do? I've got this little baby. I don't know how to take care of her. And within 2 weeks, JFK answered her and made provisions and took care of her and sent her little baby for schooling and education. And so some of these stories are just unbelievable stories of human perseverance, success. They're really people that I'm proud to know and share with our listeners.
Yeah. So I know I've been doing radio now for close to 6 years. And I used to do it almost every day of the week, but my wife insisted I start making money. So it's hard to explain, and I'm always telling people. That's why I created a service for people to do radio shows through me and let me do all the work just so they could get the experience out of it. It's hard to explain. I think it's better than any college course you could take. It teaches you something that you just never forget. It's always educational, not just book education, but people education, just like you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is, I really think it's awesome that you have taken that to the step where you are now, because that's why we do the radio shows, is to promote what people are doing out there. Now you've taken it to the next step and put it into book form, which really mm-hmm. shows that you are that giving connector. Because there's a lot of people that are connectors for money, but giving mm-hmm. connectors are hard to find. And I really salute you for that. I think it's awesome what you do. And I learn so much from different radio people, different websites, and that's why I'm always telling people to go to JanuaryJones.com and look at the different things here, because mm-hmm. a lot of times people have stuff right at the base of their feet that they don't see the value of. And you have this is all around you. And you're making value out of it. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been a real gift. And I found my passion. And interestingly enough, I just turned 70. And isn't it fun to find your passion when you're 70? And I discovered that my passion is sharing other people's success stories.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people can't wrap their head around this, and it's one of the things that I found myself being passionate about. It just landed in my lap, and mm-hmm. it's unexplainable. So I'm always telling people, you know, don't make a donation. Actually, put an hour or two into that to that nonprofit in your area, and
yes.
see the value that you get out of helping. Right, and this is kind of the same thing. You're promoting what people are doing. It's just unexplainable. But it makes your heart beat different. So I'm really glad that we have people like you doing this.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, it's just something that this is the kind of thing there's not – you do it for free. You know? I mean, you love doing it so much. It's not a question of making money. It's just a question of sharing some wonderful, wonderful stories and inspiring other people. And, you know, my mantra, I always tell everyone, if you think it, then you can do it.
Right. Right. So now let me ask you,
mm-hmm.
there's one question that I wanted to talk to you about. And it's Zoe, the talking dog.
Yeah, I know. Isn't she something? Yeah, this has kind of changed our lives. Zoe gets emails, and people want her to talk to them on their shows. And I had to explain that Zoe only talks on YouTube, that she doesn't do personal appearances.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. She's got her own following. It's just a hoot. We're having a good time with it.
Oh, that's awesome because, I mean, I really do. I think everything you're doing is awesome. And I want to give your site out again, JanuaryJones.com. How can people become a guest on your show?
Oh, just send us a resume and send us some of your information. Right now I'm on hiatus. I just had knee replacement 2 weeks ago, so we've taken a four-week break. But when we come back, we'll be booking shows. I think I'm booked through June and July, but we'll be booking for later in the year. You know, I only do three live shows a week. And, of course, those are syndicated, so they're played 15 times a week, 60 times a month. So my shows have quite a bit of exposure, but I really only do three a week. So it's very difficult to pick guests. But send your emails in, and we will look at all of them. It does take a while, though, to find just that right connection. And usually when I read it, I know right away if I want to talk to that person.
Well, that's fair enough. So if you're out there and you want to be a guest, you want to have an opportunity to be heard through the lady that will test you about your whining to see if you're a whiner or not. I mean, do you have a segment on your show where you ask one or two questions and the bell goes off, whiner or no whiner?
Yeah. No, I don't, but that's a great idea. And if they'd like to be on the show, the email, JanuaryJones.com. info@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. So is there anything coming up in the next couple of weeks that people should be able to tune into, or the next month?
Well, you know, basically for the next few weeks we're in replays because of having had this knee replacement. But I'm very excited when I come back on in June. Representative Paul Gosar will be on the show, and he's the congressional representative from my district. So we'll be talking a little bit about what's going on in Washington, and I'm very excited to share him with my listeners.
Awesome. I'm going to be filling out a form to be on your show. My book comes out. I have a book coming out in July, and a compilation book in July, and another book in August. So my personal story. So, yeah.
Okay.
Will I get to meet Zoe?
Will you get to meet Zoe? Oh, I'll put you on the list. I mean,
fair enough.
Very tough. Very tough to connect with Zoe, but I certainly would love to have you on my show.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for taking time out with us today. And is there a tip and a challenge that you could leave for our audience?
Oh, well, my basic thing I end every one of my shows with, stop whining, start smiling, and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate.
Yeah, very good. I'm writing that down. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I hope your recovery goes faster than expected. And we'll
thank
you. Prayers for that. And I look forward to connecting with you again.
Okay, we look forward to having you on our show. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, folks, now make sure to go to JanuaryJones.com. And listen, I'm telling you, not for nothing, you need to check the website out, because if you can't use the book, I'm sure that you know somebody that could use the book, because we all have a whiner within 3 feet of us if it's not us. So that's our show for today. I wanted to just recap a couple of things, okay? Enjoyment is the word of the week. Make sure to take time out. Try to make it an hour. Hey, if it only ends up being 15 minutes, you did do something that you weren't doing yesterday. But try to make an hour of time to enjoy the people in your life that are important. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your children, maybe it's your spouse. But try it out. See what you got to lose. I don't think they have anything to lose and everything to gain. And that means put the phone away just for that 1 hour. Okay, that's our show for today. Make sure to tune in tomorrow to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We always have great guests like we did today. Karen Beach and January Jones are our guests from today. So tune in tomorrow to find out what's up. Go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com and find the whole list of hosts and shows and guests, and become a guest. Become a sponsor. We're always looking for sponsors on our show. Hope everyone has a great rest of the week. Hope you enjoyed your long weekend. And, well, hey, stay blessed. That's our show.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.